First of all, could you just talk us through the history of the roads in this area? Because there's been some changes over four decades, haven't there?
Yeah, so an original study was done by Berkshire County Council back in the 1980s to look at the traffic in this area due to congestion and other issues. And one of the proposals of that study was to introduce a link road between what was then the A34 to bypass King's Road and Mill Lane. Various things have happened over the years. Sainsbury's was built in 1994. Part of the link road was built as part of that. Since then, the council has been looking for funding and looking for opportunities to build the rest of it, which would have been through the Stirling Cables small industrial estate. In 2016, Network Rail announced their electrification programme. As part of that, we took the opportunity to look at the Boundary Road Bridge because Network Rail was replacing that. So we worked with Network Rail to replace that with a two-way bridge. It was originally one direction, and it was a give and take system. So that was implemented back in 2017 in anticipation that once the planning for the new Stirling Cable site, the development was completed, that would become a two-way road. And which we are now at, you know, that has happened. So that's what I'm quite pleasing to see. Of course, the Stirling Cable site was approved, the planning application was approved in 2015, and that included the provision of a new road between the Sainsbury site and the Boundary Road and King's Road Junction. So, and that again is coming towards the end, so it's all very exciting.
So talk us through the end state. What's the final goal, as it were?
The final goal would be to have the new link road, two-way link road in operation. This will effectively bypass King's Road and Mill Lane. So we're hoping that that's going to be ready for opening early in the new year, so January. And then, subject to consultation with residents, we would look at closing King's Road to through traffic and having that as effectively a walking and cycling route with access for residents. So that is the proposal as it stands. And of course, Boundary Road has now got the two-way bridge on it, and much of the traffic will also be taken off Mill Lane. And it was always a problem in that area that Mill Lane and King's Road were not appropriate routes through to an industrial estate. So that was the main crux of the link road. And of course, it'll act as a huge relief to those areas.
So first of all, just to unpack that a bit, the link road, I presume it hasn't got a name at the moment, but that is between the railway and Gordon's Road, is that right?
It's actually the road at the moment is called Hector's Way, and the assumption is that it will be a continuation of that. So the road down to Sainsbury's is called Hector's Way. So where you've got the access, the roundabout into Sainsbury's, the link road will go from that roundabout, cut round the back of Gordon Road, and it'll link into King's Road just to the west of Boundary Road Junction.
And will there be a mini roundabout at that little junction at the entrance of Stirling, what was Stirling Cables Estate?
Yeah, it's a large mini roundabout. So, you know, it's been modelled to take sort of larger traffic from the industrial estate. But there'll be two mini roundabouts, one there and one at the access to the development as well, to the flats. There's a mini roundabout there.
Right. What about by Old London Apprentice? Will there be a mini roundabout there?
No, there's currently it'll remain pretty much as it is. It was originally a proposal to put a traffic signal junction there, but the underground utilities that are in that location, particularly BT, it proved far too costly to move those utilities. The proposal at the moment is to leave that junction, but to provide additional pedestrian crossings in that area.
And the bridge, will that still have traffic lights?
No, the traffic lights have been removed, and it's now two-way flow. So that was always the intention. Just to add to the capacity, because north-south routes in Newbury are limited, so it just adds to that resilience in the highway network.
And you mentioned pedestrian crossings, so you're looking at something in addition or instead of the current Belisha beacons, I think they're called.
That will remain as is, but we're looking at pedestrian crossing points to the west of the junction. It might be an informal, it might not be a formal pedestrian crossing point, but also on the Link Road as well, we're also looking at those.
And what of Mill Lane then? Will that still be a through road or residents only?
Mill Lane will be a through road. As it stands, the proposal is to keep that as a through road. Obviously, traffic will be significantly reduced because all the, you would think that the vast majority of traffic will be guided, signed along the new Link Road. So, but we will keep monitoring that. And of course, there is a weight restriction on Mill Lane anyway, so that will remain in place.
Right. And now the $64,000 question, what's the timing on this, do you think, to complete it?
So we're, at the moment, we're delayed slightly because of the gas main works, which is currently going on. That's why King's Road is closed at the moment. So we need to wait for the completion of the gas main works, then we can properly open the road. So that's programmed to lead right up to Christmas. So what we're proposing to do is rather than open it just before Christmas, make sure that everything's in order, open it early in the new year. And then we can look at the surrounding roads as well, like King's Road, and discuss with residents about closing King's Road to through traffic.
All right, so to start with, it will still be open to through traffic as well as there being the Link Road.
Yeah, but if residents are open to the closure, then it needn't to be a long time. I mean, what we'd rather do is get the traffic on the new road, make sure that's all in order, working all right, and then we can look at King's Road after that.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.